弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
明天就是什么节啊
？Tomorrow what holiday is it?
情人节。OK.
Valentine's Day.
有一个先生就问太太说：“哎呀，情人节到了，亲爱的，你喜欢什么花呢
？”A husband asked his wife, "Dear, the Valentine's Day is here. What kind of flower do you like?"
太太这个。羞答答地说我喜欢两种花。
And the wife answered shyly, I like two kinds of flowers.
那先生说哎呀哪两种花你说我一定买给你。
And the husband said eagerly, what two kinds? I will definitely buy them for you.
这个先生说我喜欢有钱花跟随便花。
And the wife answered, I like to have money to spend,And like to spend whenever for whatever I want.
这个先生听了以后就含情脉脉的看着他的太太说：“太太，你好美哦。”
After the husband heard this, he stared at the wife, like in love, and said, "You look so pretty."
然后这太太就搂着先生说：“亲爱的，我哪里美啊？”
And then the wife hugged the husband.And asked, you know, what specifically do I look beautiful?
那先生回答说你想得美。
And the husband answered, what you thought is beautiful.
我们都有美丽的梦想。
Okay, just in Chinese, the character for flower and the verb spend is the same character. That's the.
有人想要。美貌，有人想要金钱，想要地位，想要名声，还有人想要长寿。
We all have beautiful dreams. Some people want to be handsome, pretty. Some want money, or social status, or fame, or longevity.
其实有一件比这些更重要的事情，就是时间。
One thing that is more important than this, that is time.
有了时间，你其他的愿望、希望都有可能，没有时间，其他都是枉然。
If you have time, you can do all kinds of things. Without time, they're all in vain.
可是却没有人敢说，我想要时间这一件事情可以实现。
But no one dare to say that I want time. This dream can be really realized.
因为大家都知道，时间是一去就不回头的。
Because we all know that time will not return.
你过了四十岁就再也不会回到四十岁了。
If you are over 40, then you will not return to 40 years old.
除非上帝给你格外的恩典，否则人生的时间总是渐渐减少的。
Our lifetime is reducing gradually, unless God grant us special grace.
圣经里有一个人，他叫做西西家。
There's a man, King Hezekiah in the Bible.
他就跟神求延长他的寿命。
He pleaded to God to extend his life.
结果神答应了。
And God promised him.
他真的多活了15年。
And he really had 15 more years of life.
神给他格外的恩典。
This is a special grace that God gave him.
除非是这样，弟兄姐妹，人的时间都是有限的。
Except this, our time is limited.
今天我们看的是诗篇39篇。
The scripture we read today is Psalm chapter 39.
39篇其实是大卫写的一首哀歌。
Psalm chapter 39 is actually a lament written by King David.
这是大卫在晚年的时候写的。
It was written by David in his late years.
有人推测，当大卫在写这一首诗篇的时候，他的身体健康已经很糟了。
Some people guess that David was in bad health at that time when he wrote this poem.
很可能他刚刚大病过一场。
Maybe he just had a, he was very sick.
所以在大卫写这首诗的时候， 他似乎感到自己来日无多，有感而发。
So maybe when he wrote this poem, he felt that he didn't have many days left, and then wrote this lament.
那如果是在这样的背景之下，各位，我们想一想，大卫他到底在跟神说什么呢？
So under this condition, what on earth did David actually say to the Lord?
我们今天只看其中的一段。
So we'll just read one section.
就是大卫他怎么样来看这一生的时间。
That is how David look at the time of his life.
从这里我们来思想思想，我们基督徒的时间观到底应该是什么？
So let's think about the question, what's a time view that Christians should have?
我们到底该用什么样的眼光来看我们手上的时间？
How should we look at the time in our hand?
弟兄姐妹，当我们看第四节的时候，我不知道大家会不会有一个问题，就是大卫为什么求神让他知道自己有多长的寿命呢？
So brothers and sisters, when we read the fourth verse, do we have a question? That's why David asked the Lord to let him know how fleeting his life is.
我们每一个人都有大限之日，对不对？每一个人都有一死的。
Now, everyone's time is limited till one day, and everyone will die.
而我们大家共同的问题是，就是我不知道我还能活多久。
So a common question we have is how long we will live.
如果我们可以知道自己活几岁，可能也是一件好事。
It might be a good thing if we know how many years we will live.
因为这样，我们做一个减法就知道我还有多少日子可以活。
Then, we'll calculate how many days have left for us.
我们可以好好的计划一下我将来怎么样来过每天的日子。
So we can have a good plan. How should we lead our life?
如果是我，我也想知道我还可以活多久。
So if it were me, I would also like to know how many years I can live.
因为我知道有一些事情我要快点做了，有一些事情就不要太在意了。
So I should know what things I should do it quickly and what things I don't need to care about.
有些事情我要多花一点时间，有些事情不用花太多时间了。
I should spend more time on some things, but not much time on some other things.
我的妈妈是癌症过世的。
My mother died from cancer.
当她去看医生的时候，医生给她的诊断就是那个 cancer 已经移转了，你最多还有一年的寿命。
So when she visited her doctor, her doctor told her that her cancer had metastasized, and then according to the doctor's diagnosis, she could only live for another year.
这个医生跟我们说，哎呀，你们就不要太在意什么了，他想吃什么就吃什么，他想做什么只要他还能动就让他做吧。
So the doctor told us that you don't need to care anything anymore. If she wants to do anything, just let her do. If she wants to eat anything, let her eat.
换句话说，就是让他在剩下不多的年月里面，他及时行乐啊，让他这一生没有什么遗憾。剩下的这些时光呢，快快乐乐的过完就是了。
So in another word, that just let her enjoy her life for the rest of her life, and there should be no regrets, and let her enjoy the rest of the years.
所以当大卫在问，求你让我知道我生之终的时候，大卫是不是也这样想呢？
So was David also thinking? About the same questions, how many years he could live?
因为他也刚刚大病一场，对不对？
Because he was also very sick.
所以他是不是也要想说，我是不是该快快乐乐的过我剩下的日子呢？
So was he also thinking that should I lead a happy life for the rest of the years?
我可以很肯定的告诉大家说，大卫不是这样想的。
I want to tell everyone definitely no.
喜欢读诗篇的人知道，诗篇九十篇也是一篇 大家常喜欢读的诗篇，对不对？
So, for those of you who like to read Bible, you like to read Psalm.
诗篇九十篇是摩西所写的一首诗，在十二节九十篇十二节那里说，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子。
In Psalm chapter 90, verse 12, Moses said, Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
弟兄姐妹，我以前看不懂这一节经文。
Brothers and sisters, I couldn't understand this verse before.
啊，如果你看懂了，恐怕你智商比我高一点。
So if you can understand it, maybe you are more intelligent than me.
我很奇怪，我们谁不会数算日子啊？
I felt it strange, you know, who couldn't count our days?
哎，谁不知道自己生日的举手。
Who doesn't know your birthday? Please raise up your hand.
谁不知道自己生日的举手。都知道自己生日啊，谁不会数日子啊？干嘛还要神来教你啊？何必要神来指教你啊？
So all of us know our birthday. We all know how to count days. Why should we need God to teach us?
不需要神，小学老师就可以告诉你了，对不对？
We don't need God to teach us, you know. Elementary school teachers can teach us.
弟兄姐妹，后来我才发现，问题不在你会不会数，问题在你会不会过什么样的日子。
So brothers and sisters, later I understand that the question is not about whether we can count or not. It's about how we lead our life.
我们以为哈，从神的眼光看。我们每一天的日子跟用我们自己的眼光看每一天的日子是一样的。
We thought that God look at the days, in the same way as we, look at our days.
你以为神看你今天活了一天就像你自己过了一天一样。
So you thought, like, that when God look at one of our days and just like we, lead a day.
你以为你现在五十岁在上帝的眼中你也是五十岁。
If you think that you are 50, in God's eye, you are actually 50.
弟兄姐妹，其实当我们还不信主的时候，跟神还没有连结的时候，在罪恶过犯中过的日子，在神的眼光里是不算的。
So actually, when we did not believe in God, and when we were not connected with God, and we lead our life in sin, those days are not counted in the eye of the Lord.
同样的，即使在我们得救以后，如果我们仍然照着我们老我去过那种旧的日子，你仍然是远离神，仍然是在堕落当中。弟兄姐妹，这样的日子，神也是不算的。
So in the same way, even after we are saved, we still live in our old way, and we still are far away from the Lord.And live in degeneration. Those days should not be counted, are not counted in the eye of the Lord.
所以求神教我怎么数算那个日子，弟兄姐妹，不是算数的问题，是你怎么过日子的问题。
So we pray to God, teach us how to count the days. It's not the counting part, but it's how we lead our life.
我刚刚提到那个西西家王。
I just mentioned King Hezekiah.
西西家王是犹大南国犹大最好的君王之一。
He was one of the best kings of the kingdom of Judah.
他敬畏上帝。
He owed God.
他把那个圣殿的崇拜恢复过来。
He resumed the worship in the sanctuary.
他带领百姓侍奉耶和华。遵守逾越节。
He led his people to serve the Lord and observe the Passover.
他把那些祭拜假神的祭坛全部除掉，把那些偶像全部除掉。
He removed the high places, cut down the Asherah poles.
甚至于把那个摩西的铜蛇，因为那个时候有人把它当偶像拜，都除掉了。
And also broke into pieces the bronze snake.
他非常横切的在当时实行宗教改革，让全国百姓的灵性获得复兴。
He devoted to religious reform in order to restore people's spirituality.
而那个时候，他面临一个强大的敌人，是亚述军队。
No, he faced a strong enemy, that is the army of Assyria.
亚述军队已经把耶路撒冷包围了。
The army of the Assyria sieged the city of Jerusalem.
而且亚述人一再侮辱耶和华神。
They always assaulted the Lord.
那当然，他那个时候遭受很大的威胁。
And he was facing big threat.
结果西西家这个王，他一心一意的求告上帝，最后上帝派天使一夜之间杀灭了亚述185,000的大军。
So King Hezekiah prayed to the Lord with his whole heart. The Lord finally sent an angel who killed 185,000 soldiers of Assyria.
这样一个君王非常的了不起。
So this was a great king.
但是他也有犯错的时候。
But he also made some mistakes.
刚才我说神多给他15年的寿命。
I just said that the Lord added 15 more years to his life.
那是因为他得了一场重病，他就向神痛哭祈求神再多给他几年时光。
That was because he was so ill that he wept bitterly in front of the Lord and prayed to God.
神看他这么迫切的祈求，多给了他15年。
So because the Lord saw him prayed eagerly, so gave him 15 more years.
可是就在这么大的恩典当中，西西家王生了南国最坏最坏的一个王，叫做马纳西。
So, even upon this kind of grace, he had the worst king. You know, he had a son who became a worst king.
马纳西所行的恶事，比原先耶和华想灭掉的迦南人更恶。
So Manasseh committed those detestable things and had done more evil than the people in Canaan.
这个王马纳西不但行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，他使犹大国都流很多无辜人的血。
King Manasseh had not only done evil in the eyes of the Lord and caused Judah to commit sin, but also shed so much innocent blood of those people.
西西家王有多了这十五年，他还做了另外一件事，就是他向巴比伦人炫耀。
So during those 15 extra years, King Hezekiah did another thing. He showed off his treasure to people in Babylon.
他向巴比伦炫耀，你看我多么的富有，我的宝库里面有多少东西，我有多少的兵器。
He showed off all his envoys and treasures in his warehouse.
当他蒙神这么大的恩典的时候，他没有存着感恩的心，把荣耀归给上帝，为上帝做美好的见证，反而是过来炫耀他自己的能力。
When he was blessed with such grace, he did not give the honor or glory to the Lord, but show off himself.
结果让南国陷入更大的危机当中。
So that his country fell into a bigger crisis.
我们回来看大卫的一生也是一样。
Let's look at David's life. It's the same.
大卫的一生有起有落，他有靠主得胜、全然向主的日子。
In David's life, there were ups and downs. He had days when he gained victory through the Lord, when he devoted himself to the Lord.
他也有被罪恶所胜、被罪恶所捆绑、败坏堕落的时候。
But there were also times when he was bound by things and were corrupted.
所以大卫很清楚，在他的一生当中，不 不是每一天的日子都能够摆在神面前的。
So David knew clearly that not every day of his life can be presented in front of the Lord.
这就是为什么他在这里求上帝啊，你让我知道我岁数的原因。
So that is why David pleaded to God to let him know his time.
他不是在想我剩下的日子要怎么样享福。
He was not thinking about how he could lead a comfortable life for the rest of the years.
怎么样可以让我安安稳稳、平平安那个舒舒服服的过完我剩下的日子？
How he could lead a comfortable, smooth life for the rest of the years.
他向神求的是让求神让他知道究竟在神的眼里多少是神看重、神接纳他的日子。
So what he asked from the Lord was the days in the Lord's eye that he was valued by the Lord and could be accepted by the Lord.
换句话说，如果他将来还有一些日子的可以活的话，他想把这些日子都为神而活。
In another word, if he wanted to lead a good life for the rest of his life, he wanted to live for the Lord.
所以当我们看39篇4到6节的时候，容我这样子告诉大家。
So when we read the Psalm chapter 39 verses 4 to 6, let me tell you.
大卫其实跟神说，神啊，求你让我知道我一生的时间何其短暂。
Actually, David was saying to the Lord, Lord, let me know how fleeting my life is.
唉，如果从你的眼光来看我的一生，我能够交在你手里的日子真的是不多，几乎是没有。
唉， in your eyes, there are not many days that I can present to you. Almost none.
因为人都在寻求世上的稳妥，其实那些不过都是虚妄的事而已。
People have been seeking for the smooth life in the world. In fact, those are actually in vain.
就像财富，人虽然拼命的积蓄他们，却用不上啊。
Just like property, although people try their best to heap up them, they could not use them all.
弟兄姐妹，这是大卫在最后年老的时候写的哀歌。
Brothers and sisters, this is the lament that David wrote in his late years.
所以我们在世的年月，神是要我们用来发扬神，显出他自己来。
So in the days that God gave us, his letters to glorify his name.
这样的岁月才真正算是我们的年月。
This kind of days can be counted as our true days.
这样的日子才是神真正算的日子。
This kind of days are the days that God counts.
弟兄姐妹啊，我们常以为自己还有很多时间。
Brothers and sisters, we always think that we still have a lot of time.
我现在才20岁，哎呀，还早嘞，我还有50年可以活，60年可以活。
I'm only 20, it's still early, I still can live for more, like 50 years.
哎呀，我现在40岁，大概再活个40年没问题吧。
I'm only 40, definitely I can live another 40 years.
既然我还有那么多时间可以用，哎，在属灵的事上，我们慢慢来，我还来得及，没有关系。
I still have a lot of time, so for those spiritual things, we can take it easy.
所以真的用我们人的眼光来看，好像你去寻求神，你去做属灵的操练，都还来得及，不急，慢慢来，时间多得很。
So in our own human beings' eyes, you know, we still have time to practice those.
我的工作很忙哎，我还有很多的事情等着我去做呢。
I'm so busy in my work. There are still a lot of things waiting for me to do.
哎呀，世界这么大，我还有好多地方没去玩过呢。
The world is so big, there are still a lot of places that I haven't visited.
哎, 有很多新奇的事, 我还没尝试过呢。
I haven't tried a lot of exciting things.
还有很多钱, 我还没赚呢。
There is still a lot of money waiting for me to earn.
我先去做这些事情, 属灵的事, 哎, 慢慢来吧。
So I want to do all these things, you know, for spiritual things, you know, I'll take it easy and do it slowly.
可是弟兄姐妹, 如果你真的听懂刚刚神要跟我们说什么, 你却知道, 以我们的眼光来看来得及, 以神的眼光来看, 弟兄姐妹啊, 我们真的快来不及了。
So brothers and sisters, if you really understand God's word, in our own eyes, we think we can still make it, but in the eye of the Lord, we cannot make it.
大卫这样的人, 一生十几岁就跟随神的人, 他说我在神面前的年日像手掌这么窄。
David followed God for his whole life, and he said, the time for my rest of life is a handbreadth.
我们在座的人, 包括我在内, 谁敢说我在神面前的年月比手掌更宽的？
So, all of us, including me, can dare say that our lifetime is wider than handbreadth.
弟兄姐妹, 这是一件很严重,而且我们很严肃要去面对的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very serious thing that we need to face.
如果你好好算算, 你不信主的时间有多久？
So if you count it well, how long were you not believe in God?
再问, 你从信主到现在, 你每天怎么过你的日子？
Then from the time when you believe in God to today, how did you lead your daily life?
我们能够不警惕吗？
How can we be alert to this?
弟兄姐妹, 盼望我们从今天开始, 不要再糊里糊涂地过日子。
So, brothers and sisters, hope that we will not lead foolish life from today.
我们好好想一想, 我们怎么样让我们再次过的每一天, 在神的眼光里看来都是算的。
So we should think it well, that how can we lead a life every day that's counted by the Lord?
我们的日子要真的是为主而活, 不管我们的日子还剩多少, 我们谨慎自守, 警醒地活在神的面前。
We really need to live for the Lord. No matter how many days we still have, we should be alert and think straight.
大家可能说, 哎呀, 不用了, 我已经, 虚度了好多的时间了, 我又会越来越老, 我能够把那些失去的日子补回来吗？
So you might ask, I have wasted a lot of time already, and I'm older and older. Can I make up those days that's wasted?
你如果听明白刚才的话, 你会觉得, 哎呀, 我自己真的来不及了。
So if you really understand what we said just now, you would think, oh, it's too late.
因为时间一分一秒的过去。
Because time is fleeting in minute and second.
而且我们已经失去了生命当中很多神给我们的机会, 神, 可能给过你服侍的机会, 给过你更新自己生命的机会, 给过你好好操练敬虔生活的机会, 但是我们都没有把握住。
And we might have lost a lot of opportunities that God gave us, like the opportunity to serve Him, the opportunity to renew our life, the opportunity to practice piety. We didn't get good hold of them.
那这些都已经过去了, 我还补得回来吗?
Those are all past. How can I make it up?
当我们见主面的时候, 你也不能跟主说, 主啊, 对不起啊, 我这一生没有好好地为你而活, 麻烦你再给我重生一次, 再让我过一生, 我一定好好地服侍你。
So when we face the Lord, we cannot say, Lord, I'm so sorry, I didn't live for you. Would you please give me another opportunity and give me another life? then this time I will definitely live for you.
我们没有办法跟神这样子说的。
We cannot say this to God.
因为我们只有这一生。
That's because we only have one life.
过去就过去了。
Past is past.
即使是西西家王活了十五年，也就过去了。
Even King Hezekiah, he had 15 more years, but he was gone.
从人的眼光来看，我们真的说，主啊，我来不及了。
So in the eye of Lord, we would say, it's too late. We cannot make it.
但是，我刚刚提到西西家王的例子，我们看见谁是时间，谁是生命的主啊。
So from the example of King Hezekiah, who is the master of time?
神是我们一生时间的主。我们的时间在神的手里。
So God is the master of our time. All time is in His hand.
约珥书二章这里说，我打发到你们中间的大军，就是蝗虫、蚊子、蚂蚱、茧虫，那些年所吃的，我要补还你们。
In Joel chapter 2, it says, I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten.The great locusts and the young locusts, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my greatest army that I send among you.
神要补回你那些荒废的岁月。
So God will repay the years that you wasted.
彼得前书四章这里也说，你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在适度余下的光阴。
In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 2, it says, As a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God.
所以感谢神，虽然我们过去有一些荒废，有一些虚度的岁月，神说你可以补得回来。
So thank God, God said that we still have opportunity to make up those days that we wasted, those days We lived in vain.
所以从神的眼光来看，弟兄姐妹，我们都还来得及。
So in God's view, we still can make it. It's not too late.
所以你第二个空格不要写错了，还是来得及。
So in the second blank, don't write it wrong. It's still we can make it.
只要我们愿意改变，我们都还来得及。
As long as we are willing to change.We can still make it.
大卫知道神的心意，所以在第七节他说：“主啊，如今我等什么呢？我的指望在乎你。”
David knew God's will, so in verse 7 he said, "But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you."
意思是，他不要再虚度每一天的日子，他要好好利用剩下的日子为主而活。
He meant that he didn't want to live any day in vain. He wanted to make use of the rest of the days to live for the Lord.
他要把以前那种被蝗虫、被蚊子等等这些虫吃掉的岁月再补回来。
He wanted to make up those days eaten by the locusts and all those insects.
他要抓住剩下的时间来亲近神，跟随神。
He wanted to get hold of the rest of the days to be close to God and to follow God.
他要抓住还有的机会来侍奉神，来感谢神。
He wanted to get hold of the opportunities to serve the Lord and thank the Lord.
他知道如果将来他要能够坦然无惧地把自己的日子交在神的面前，他能够荣耀神，他在这个时候唯一能做的就是好好的信靠神，把握时间，他立刻过一个为神而活的日子。
So if in the future he came to see the Lord without fear and give his whole life in the hand of God, what he could only do is to trust in God and manage the time well.
大卫之所以这样子做，是因为 他懂得信靠神。
The reason why he did this is because he knew how to trust in God.
弟兄姐妹，我们都有过一些经验，就是我们常常要做计划。
Brothers and sisters, we all have such kind of experience. We usually want to have a plan.
如果你信主了，你曾经大概也做过这些属灵的计划。
So if you believe in God, you might have such spiritual plan.
我今年一定要好好读完一遍圣经。
So this year, I really need to finish reading one time of the whole Bible.
我要好好来查考神的话。
I need to have a good Bible study.
我要把我的服事做得更好。
I should do better, serve better for the Lord.
我一定要带一个人信主。
I should really lead a person to believe in God.
我要跟神好好的祷告。
I want to pray to God.
我要更清楚神的心意。
I want to know better the God's will.
我要更能够顺服神。
I want to be more obedient to God's guidance.
我要在我的家里建立家庭祭坛。
I want to set up a family altar.
我们做了很多很多的计划。
We have a lot of plans.
然而你真的过了一段时间你回头去看好像都没有做成功。
So after a while, when we look back, we haven't completed any of this.
问题在哪里呢弟兄姐妹
so what is the problem?
问题在我们没有好好靠着神去做这些事情。
The problem lies that we didn't rely God to do well all these things.
我们没有指望神的帮助。
We didn't trust in God's help.
我们没有把自己交托给神，没有让神来掌管我们自己。
We didn't devote ourselves to the Lord and didn't let the Lord to master our life.
弟兄姐妹，我们都喜欢自己做时间的主人。
So brothers and sisters, all of us like to be the master of our own time.
我们喜欢自己安排自己的时间。
We like to arrange our own time.
我们决定自己什么时候读经，什么时候祷告，什么时候参加聚会。
We decide ourselves when to read the Bible, when to pray, and when to participate in the fellowship.
我要跟大家讲，能够这样做的人算是好的。
So I want to tell you that it's good if, you know, anyone.Can do all this.
起码这个人还会想去做这些事，对不对？
At least the person would like to do all these things.
那还有的人，他根本不把时间花在这样事情上面的。
Some other people would really don't want to spend time on these things.
或者他明明知道这是应该做的事情，可是他完全没有按照神的带领去做。
Well, they know well that they should do all these things, but they.Didn't follow God's guidance to do this.
常常依着自己的心意去决定那个时间我要做什么。
So they decide when to do what, based on their own will.
结果把时间都用在别的虚妄的事情上面去了。
So in the end, they wasted a lot of time on things in vain.
有一个农夫一早起来跟他太太说。我们那一块40个 acre 的田我现在要去耕它耕种它。
So one morning, one farmer told his wife that he would go to plow the 40 acre farm.
结果他到耕耘机那里去发现耕耘机没有油了。
So, but he found that there was not enough gas in the plow.
所以就打算帮这个耕耘机加油。
So he planned to add more gas.
结果他经过这个猪舍的时候，哎呀，想到猪还没喂呢。
But when he passed the pig house, he realized that the pigs were not fed.
所以就想去喂猪。
So then he wanted to feed the pigs.
然后呢，他去这个仓库拿饲料的时候，看见旁边有一桶马铃薯。
So when he went to the warehouse to fetch animal feeds, he saw a bucket of potato.
他又想到，哎呀。我那块田地里的马铃薯现在正在发芽，我应该去看一看。
This reminded him that the potatoes in the field are sprouting, were sprouting, so he should walk to the potato field and have a look.
那走到半路呢，又看到一堆木材。
On the way to the field, he saw a pile of logs.
他就想到，哦，家里需要一些生火的柴，我应该要去劈柴。
Then he realized that, you know, he needs some firewood for fire.
然后去拿斧头的时候，又看到一只生病的小鸡。
So when he went to get the axe, he saw a sick chick.
就这样，一件又一件，到天黑的时候，他还没有耕田。
So one thing after another, he couldn't plow the farm when it was sunset.
因为他的农耕机还没加油呢。
Because there was still not enough gas in his plow.
弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们就像这个农夫啊。
So brothers and sisters, many times we just look like this farmer.
我们没有专心全意的去做那个最重要的事情。
We didn't focus on the most important thing.
而让很多次要的事情占据了我们的时间。
And allow a lot of secondary important things to occupy our life, our time.
我要告诉大家，时间也是神的创造。
I want to tell you that time is also God's creation.
神自己才是时间的主人。
God himself is the master of time.
时间不是属于我们的。
Time doesn't belong to us.
如果你觉得你还有时间，那是上帝借你用的。
So you still think that you have time, that's what God lent to you.
我们每一个人的时间都是属于神的。
Every one of us, time belongs to God.
人一生的岁月不是交在自己的手里，是交在神的手里。
So our lifetime shouldn't be in our own hands. It should be devoted in the hand of God.
如果人不把时间交给神来掌管，而自己来做时间的主人，那就很容易变成一个虚度光阴的人。
So if we don't put the time to in God's hand, but want to be the master of our own time, then it's easily that we will lead our life in vain.
古今中外，每一个人都知道，我们应当珍惜时间，好好利用每分每秒。At
home, from ancient time, at home and abroad, we all know that, every one of us should treasure our time.
可是弟兄姐妹，更重要的，我们应该把这些分分秒秒都交在神的手里。
But brothers and sisters, it's more important for us to put all this time, minute and second, into the hand of God.
真正让神告诉我们怎么样去用我们的时间，而不是按着我们自己的意思用。So
ask God to tell us how to make use of the time, but not to use the time according to our own will.
所以感谢神。 他让我们可以把以前荒废、以前虚度的年日给赎回来。
So thank God, He allows us to make up all the days that we wasted, that were not in vain.
如果我们愿意把时间再交给神，让他来安排我们的日子，那其实我们的每一分每一秒，神都要算。
If we are willing to give our time to God and let Him arrange our days, then every minute and second that we lead, God will count.
所以容我建议大家要做的事情。So
now I want to suggest things that you should do.
第一个，把握现在。First,
get hold of today.
时间不会因为你而停留。Time
will not stop because of you.
大卫说：“如今我还等什么呢？”
David said, "What do I look for?"
他不要再等待了。He
didn't want to wait anymore.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们对圣经还不熟，你赶快想办法抓住机会，让自己能够明白神的话。So
brothers and sisters, if we are still not familiar with the Bible, yeah, please find ways and get hold of opportunities. And let yourself understand God's word.
我认识一个老姐妹，她比较年纪大的时候才信主。I
know a old lady, old sister in her 70s. She believed in God in her late years.
Yeah, 她七十多岁了。
Yeah, she is in her 70s.
她的家离教会有点距离，而且交通也不方便。
She lived far away from the church, and the transportation is not convenient.
所以她学习的机会不多。
So there are not many opportunities for her to study.
但是她没有因为这样子的条件就放弃。
But he didn't give up because of this kind of condition.
就在那里等。
She waited.
她透过网路去找什么可以造就她自己的机会。
She looked for ways to build up herself through the internet.
有人告诉她说那个好消息电台有这个空中主日学。
So someone told her that the Good News TV station has a program. It's called Bible Study in the Air.
还有这个空中神学院。
And a seminary in the air.
诶，结果她就上网去看。
So she served on the internet.
然后呢，这些课程都是中华福音神学院的老师们在上的。
So those courses are taught by the professors of China Evangelical Seminary.
然后他就天天看，天天看，就得到很大的帮助。
She watched the program every day and got a lot of help.
弟兄姐妹，把握现在。
Brothers and sisters, get hold of today.
如果我们对祷告的操练还不够，你就赶快来学习怎么样跟神祷告。
So if we didn't have enough practice on prayer, let's just, try our best to spend time on learning pray.
如果你还没有机会在服侍神，赶快抓紧服侍的机会。
If you didn't have opportunity to serve the Lord, please get hold of the opportunities to serve Him.
我们要赶快来做一个为神而活的人。
Let's hurry up and be a person who lives for the Lord.
让我们剩下的日子在神的眼光里看都是算的。
So that our days for the rest of our lives will be counted in the eye of the Lord.
第二，不要停止。
Second, never stop.
我们见神，我们为神而活的日子，到什么时候才结束呢？
When is the ending of the days that we live for the Lord?
答案是直到我们见主面的那一天。
The answer is that the day when we see the Lord.
你知道华神的前院长林道亮牧师哈。
The former president of the China Evangelical Seminary, Pastor 林道亮。
他高龄99岁的时候被神接走。
He passed away and was received by the Lord when he was 99.
他离他百岁的生日只剩三个月的时候，神把他接走了。
There was only three months left for him to be 100 years old.
他在1980年自己70岁的时候回到台湾去接中华福音神学院的院长。70岁。
In 1980, he went back to Taiwan when he was 70 years old and accepted the position of the president of the China Evangelical Seminary.
这一做就是十年，到他80岁的时候才退休。
So after he accepted the position, he did the job for 10 years until he was 80 years old.
之后他回到美国，继续在美国北美华神服事。
So later he returned to America and continued to serve the Lord and work taught at the North America campus of the China Evangelical Seminary.
而且年纪那么大，他到处讲道。
Yeah, he was in his 80s, but still he went to everywhere to preach gospel.
2004年他93岁的时候跌了一大跤。
In 2004, when he was 93 years old, he fell on the ground badly.
他在他后院做运动， 结果一不小心就摔到一个山坡下面。
When he was doing exercise in his backyard, he missed his step and fell down on the hill slope.
他的颈椎摔裂了。
He broke his neck.
然后肋骨断了六根。
And broke six rib bones.
那其他的外伤就不说了。
And a lot of other injuries.
那个时候，华神就为他通告所有的校友紧急为他代祷。
So the China Evangelical Seminary informed all their alumni to pray for him urgently.
这位老人家花了六个礼拜的时间，终于复原了。
So after 6 weeks, he finally recovered.
他大家想说，哎呀，摔了这一大跤，可以休息了哈，可以退休了哈。
So you might think that after this accident.He might need to retire.
他复原以后不到一个月又去讲道了。
After his recovery, after a month, he still, went to other places to preach gospel.
林院长就是这样子的一个人。
He's such a person.
在他去世之前几个月吧，有一个牧师去看他。
So several months before he passed away, a pastor went to visit him.
他跟这个牧师说，求神赶快把我接走。
So he said to this pastor, he hoped that God would take him to heaven.
马上活100岁了，多好啊。
He would be 100 years old soon.
可是他说，神啊，如果你已经不要用我了，你就把我接走。
So he said,Lord, if you don't want to use me anymore on this earth, please take me.
如果你觉得我在这个世界上面已经没有用了，你就不要让我白占地图。
So if you think that I'm useless on this earth, do not let me to occupy any land.
也不要让我去牵累、去拖累那些照顾我的人。
And don't let me to make any trouble for those who helped me, who took care of me.
因为那些人如果不照顾我，他们可以去做神其他的服事。
If they don't take care of me, they can do something else to serve the Lord.
林院长就是这样的榜样。
President Lin is such a good example.
他一生的日子分分秒秒都是为神而活。
In his whole life, every minute, second,was for the Lord.
他从来不看重自己活在世界上面其他的意义是什么。
He never thought about other meanings for him to live on the earth.
他一直到神不用他的那一天为止，他都在服事。
He was always serving for the Lord until the day that the Lord would not use him.
有一个跟林院长同工很久的同工说，他相信林院长最后去世的时候，他还在祷告。
One co-worker who worked who served the Lord together with President Lin said he believed that on the minute he passed away, he should be still praying.
他还在祷告神的国快点降临。
He was still praying for the kingdom of the Lord coming.
弟兄姐妹，我们为神而活，没有退休的一天。
Brothers and sisters, we do not have retirement for the days that we serve for the Lord.
无论你现在几岁，我们始终要有一个意念，就是我要把今天交在神的手里。
So no matter how old we are, we should all have a vision that we should.Put today into God's hand.
直到神把我接走为止。
Until the time when God takes us to the heaven.
如果你还年轻，感谢主。
If you are still young, thank the Lord.
你要追回的日子不多。
You do not have many days you want to look for.
可是我也要提醒你。这不代表你还有很多可以奉献给主的日子。
But I want to remind you that doesn't mean you still have a lot of days that you can devote to the Lord.
所以我也劝你把握机会， 天天都走在神指引的道路上。
So I want to encourage you to take hold of today's opportunity and walk in God's way every day.
如果你觉得你已经不再年轻，我也请你不要紧张。
So if you think you are not young anymore, I will tell you not to be nervous.
神应许你，你的日子可以追得回来。
So God has promised your days can be made up.
你愿意把剩下的时间交给神，神看一日如千年。
So if you're willing to put your time in God's hand, God look at one day as a thousand years.
你让他好好掌管你剩下的分分秒秒，在神的眼中，你都来得及。
You allow God to master every minute of your life. In the Lord's eye, you can still make it.
但愿今天这一番话，让我们更多信靠主，指望他来掌管我们的时间。
So I hope that after we talk all this, we will trust in Lord more and hope that he will master control our life, our time.
教导我们怎么样来数算我们的日子。
Teach us how to count our days.
让我们每天都能够为主而活。
Let's live for the Lord every day.
我们今天要守圣餐来纪念主。
Today we'll have a Holy Communion to remember the Lord.
我请大家先来读约翰福音九章四节。
I want you to read John chapter 9 verse 4 first.
我们一起来读，请。趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工，黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。In English.
In English. As long as it is day, or we can read it together, okay? As long as it's...
照这个
名。哦，这个名， okay.We must perform the deeds of the one who sent me as long as it is daytime. Night is coming when no one can work.
这是我们今天在擘饼之前我们要思想的经文。
This is the scripture that we need to think about when we break the bread.
白日就是指人还活存在世上的时候。
Daytime can be referred to the time we live on the earth.
黑夜就是指我们去世的时候。
Nighttime refers to the time when people pass away.
耶稣提醒每一个基督徒，我们的生命是短促的。
Jesus reminds every Christian that our life is short.
我们一生的年月很快就过去。
And our days will be gone soon.
所以，当我们还有生命气息的时候，应当做那差我来者的工。
So when we still have a breath of life, we must do the work for him who sent me, who sent us.
就是好好的遵行神在我们身上的旨意。
That is to obey God's will on us.
按着他的引领过我们每一天的生活。
Lead our daily life according to his guidance.
因为当黑夜降临的时候，我们的生命也要停止。
When night arrives, our life will end.
耶稣说，就没有人能做工了。
So Jesus said, no one can work.
换句话说，我们也再也不会，我们也再不会有机会弥补过去没有为主所做的事。
So in another word, we cannot have any opportunity to make up the things that we should work for the Lord.
我们今天来纪念主，就让我们来纪念他自己是怎么样使用他的一生来做主的工。
So today we come to remember Jesus is to remember how he used his whole life to serve God.
他怎么样把自己的时间全然的交给神来使用。
So how he devoted himself.To be used by God.
我们也看见他虽然活了短短的33岁，传道也只有3年半。
So we see that he only lived for 33 years and preached for only 3.5 years.
但是这短短的岁月就让神得了荣耀， 他自己也得了荣耀。
So in his short life, God was honored by him, and he also was honored by God.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们还是自己在做时间的主人，求主释放我们离开这个牢笼。
So if we are still our own master of our own time, we should pray to God to free us to be out of the cage.
求神来掌管我们的时间。
And may God come to control our time.
我们在神面前有一段安静的时间来思想今天我们怎么纪念主。
Let's have a quiet time to meditate in front of the Lord and think about how we should make use of time.